people who will say, no, it's Freebird. That was Leonard Skinner's best moment, but I still think it's Sweet Home Alabama. What say you, Sarah Chase?
I've never been to Alabama, but I'm sure it's very sweet.
What about yourself, Zach? Alabama?
I've never been to Alabama, but never it's not on my not at the top of my list.
You see,
of
to me, that's the equivalent to an American coming over here saying, "Well, you must know the Queen." You know, and I think surely you must go to Alabama. It's an essential part of the whole thing. Before we move into Sarah Chase, of course, from Rural TV with another adventure in the Rural Good Times Dispatch, and thankfully it's a bit more positive. Last time, of course, we recall a fortnight ago, we were in tears. We had trauma, Joy, as you recall.
I was most upset. However, I think the story this week is, I can't wait to find out what the next instalment it's got a bit of a shock horror side to it.
Vincent Van Gogh, as portrayed by Kirk Douglas, would have said, the agronomy and the ecstasy.
Oh, what a great title.
Very, very good indeed. You see, that
there have been a number of email conversations going back and forth with quite a bit of punning today, too.
It's an excellent routine. Before we do that, though, I need to actually read I need to read. One should do, because that's the way we actually decode sense of reality. Lincoln Theatre Royal, Saturday the 9th of October, Vienna by candlelight. Vienna has always been the city of music. For centuries, the Imperial Court created a stimulating environment for musicians and artists alike. No other city has had many famous composers residing in it, or such a variety of music, including street bands, concerts, or the opera chamber music and gypsy carnivals. The Locrian Ensemble, attired in period costume and in a stunning candlelit setting, will be performing music by Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, Lehár, and of course Johann Strauss. Britain's favourite touring ensemble are joined in the celebration of Viennese music by a prominent guest soprano and two dancers. Tickets £16.50 and £14.50. Inquiries, of course, Lincoln Theatre Royal box office, Lincoln 01522 514 9s, 519999.
That sounds fab.
That sounds wonderful.
When's that again?
That's Sunday, the 9th of October, 7:30 p.m. Vienna by candlelight.
I'm going to write that down.
I think I might go to that.
I might even come up for that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Exactly. That just shows.
Is it the 9th of October or November?
9th of October.
October.
Yes. If it was November, I would have said 9/11. Mm. Which is, of course, the way we actually say it this side of the Atlantic. It's not, you know.
So it's Sunday, is it?
Yes.
It's coming Sunday. Is there still tickets available?
Well, you can but try. 01522 519999. As we move on to the agronomy and the ecstasy, Mum, one of the Bronte sisters is missing. Which one? It's Emily. Charlotte and the rest of the chickens are in the coop. I'm thinking Little House on the Prairie already. I'm thinking I'm running down that hill, you know, possibly not dressed as one of the girls, because that's not where I come from, but I'm thinking Michael Landon. I'm certainly thinking that sort of notion here. She's on the perch, I yelled, on the porch even, and she's hurt. Emily was lying near the door to our house, huddled under the wheelbarrow. She was breathing deeply, her clucking muffled by a low, gurgling rumble that sounded of pain. I bent down beside her and saw the blood dripping off her wing. There was a large gash. She'd been attacked by something. It is, it's Little House on the Prairie.
When I write my first book, I'm calling you to be the narrator of the audio version.
There we are, you see. And of course we have Alison Moore, who...
Hello.
We're booking you for your first University of Lincoln piece. Who knows, we might invite you back this year, if all's being well. Anyway, Alison.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing? Hello.
It's a telephone. I can hear you talk at the other end.
It's just I'm distressed about this chicken.
Yes, it's fair to say.
You're
going
to have to wait till next week to find out what happened to her,
Is she survived?
Hey, I like the sound of Auntie Barbara, though. She kicks ass, doesn't she? I think so. She put your dad in there.
It's the way there's the exclamation mark after Carl the Vet, now.
I did have a chicken once, though. I mean, sure, you know about